This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. County public health directors want Governor Polis to impose local stay-at-home orders where warranted. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
A stay-at-home order is a blunt instrument, and it's damaging to the economy. But local public health directors say it's just about all that's left to keep the COVID pandemic under control. John Douglas runs Tri-County Health.
We just don't have enough people to call everybody who's infected and do a case investigation. We don't have nearly enough people to do contact tracing.
CPR News obtained a letter from Douglas and other public health directors asking Polis to follow the state's guidelines, even if that means issuing lockdown orders. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Snow is still on the ground in Metro Denver from yesterday's storm, but it's been falling in the mountains since last week. Brian DeMoncus with the U.S. Department of Agriculture says storms are welcomed since the state, the entire state, is in drought.
But we are in a rather extended drought, and the moisture that we're seeing from these storms is not enough to really balance out those deficits that we've seen since the beginning of last summer.
DeMoncus says overcoming dry conditions probably won't happen this year in Colorado. 46 degrees, it's mostly sunny in Denver, 26 and mostly cloudy for Vail, 37 degrees in Grand Junction, partly cloudy skies. You're listening to CPR News.